this is Kim Campbell, former Prime Minister of Canada. I've traveled far from Montreal, and you're listening to Travel World on CIQC AM 600. CIQC.
Welcome back to another edition of Travel World, our final Travel World from 1997, and that was the Travel World Monster telling you happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays. Glad to be here this Saturday afternoon in the busy Christmas shopping season. A lot of people have already decided to depart and get off on the road. A lot of them started off last week, and we have some Christmas travel memories to share with you this week, both our own, and those are some of our correspondents.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've had a lot of travel memories where we've traveled during the holidays. Myself, I've gone down to Florida with a nice horror story, and we also went down to all kinds of places with Stephen. We've got Vic Phillips for you, we got Sharon Delaney, we got Tanya Ray, and we also got a few, well, slightly modified Christmas carols from the folks at the Bob Rivers Comedy Troupe. So
right, we'll be sharing them through the hour.
Check it out following the breaks.
Right, you had your trip down there to Florida in 1993, was it?
The 93-94, exactly. We went down and we took a charter carrier, never again. Please fly Delta Airlines if you want to go to Florida. Please fly Delta Airlines.
Right, I mean, charter carriers, I mean, they say they might leave at 7 a.m., but it might be 7 p.m. if you're lucky.
Well, that's what it was. It was supposed to be a noon departure from Torval Airport, which we thought was great, and it turns out we left at 11 p.m. This was one of those convoluted things where we took the charter carrier down to Orlando to get to Jacksonville. And there was a couple hours drive that we knew we were going to have. But with the delay in the plane actually taking off, and I actually took my wife at the time to the most expensive restaurant in the city, which was the Great Canadian Ripoff Company in Dorval Airport.
Right, that's before they went to street-level pricing at the new revamped Dorval Airport that Aéroport de Montréal instituted to follow the lead of a lot of American airports where the food service
is. Well, I had a problem with paying $20 for one of those dried-out scoops of mashed potatoes, I tell you.
Right, and the pricing, nobody went there to the airport to eat their dinner, that's for sure.
And then the ventilator didn't work on the airplane. It was one of those poorly maintained 727s. The ventilation didn't work. We were all sweaty. Waited inside the plane for an hour before takeoff. Finally got to Orlando. It was about 2 in the morning. Then had to rent our car, then had to drive all the way up to Jacksonville. It was 6 a.m. the next day by the time we got
there. So you were going for almost 24 hours. It was a real endeavor. I mean, going at Christmas time, I mean, I was reading here in the Senior Times, our good friend of the show, Mike Cohen, one of our media correspondents, and he wonders out loud many of the things that I have wondered for years. Why would people head to Florida at Christmas time? It's so beautiful the rest of the time of the year. Why would you subject yourself to paying $1,000 maybe for the airfare and paying the highest rates in the hotels and standing in line for an hour at any of the attractions and possibly not getting that guaranteed weather? I mean, go in January, go in February when the prices are lower, when the temperature is more guaranteed, but at Christmas time, go visit your family, go visit your friends. That's
sure
what the holiday season is all about.
Exactly what we're doing this year, Stephen. This year, and in fact, I got to say, it's a really class act, Via Rail. Take Via Rail if you want to get to Toronto. It's one of the best ways to go. I went again in November to visit my folks out in Hamilton, and you know something? There's nothing better than taking the train.
Right.
We're taking the train again. We're leaving after Christmas Day because we're spending Christmas Day with Mary's family. And then after that, we're visiting the folks in Hamilton for a week and coming back after the New Year. So it's going to be a beautiful, relaxing trip.
Right, no, you don't have to worry about the freezing rain. I remember one time I went up to visit my aunt, and it took like 12 hours to get back because it was like a sheet of ice. I mean, the road was more of a sheet of ice than, you know, going to the Beaconsfield Arena. You know, I mean, it was something you could skate your way home. I mean, you don't have to worry about that when you take the train, the weather.
Exactly. Well, I remember that, especially with, I had in those days a little 82 Subaru hatchback, which is about the size of a roller skate. And we drove that thing next to an 18-wheeler through a blizzard with about 2 feet of visibility. And it was a really stressful trip coming back on the 401. And, you know, never again. Are you crazy? We went out in November when we went on Via Rail. And it was a very snowy, blizzardy day. And I took a look at the cars, and I looked at myself. And here I was sitting very comfortably
right
in my beautiful and true stretch-out Via Rail seat, and I just picked up a book, and I sighed, and I said, boy, this is the kind of trip I like to take.
Right, you can read, you can get up and walk the length of the train, you have a nice meal served at your seat, you can have a nap, all the things you cannot do taking the car, taking the bus. So.
And the attendants are very, very polite. I gotta say, I'm really impressed with Via Rail these days. I mean, if you haven't been on the train for a while, even if it's a matter of curiosity, please take the train. You're going to love it.
Right,
they've
it's
really
an experience, and having traveled on the trains in Britain, I know that I can say again that first class here in Canada is much better. When they say first class on Via Rail, it is first class. You get that meal served at your seat, and you have a lot more room than you do on the British train.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's true first class service on Via Rail. So I'll be heading up to visit my aunt. That's a family tradition for me. She's north of Newmarket, so I'll be going again in between Christmas and New Year's for 3 nights. So
going to north of Newmarket, you might visit Simcoe Beach, right?
Right, yeah, Simcoe Beach. It's not the time of year to visit that, or it's a sister beach. And
my sister lives up in Barrie, so you know something? I never knew that Barrie is actually a resort town.
Right, it is. I mean, in the summertime. And
gorgeous.
Well, even at this time of year, people go up there to Horseshoe Resort, and there's snowmobiling, and there's cross-country skiing over at Blue Mountain in Collingwood. So Huronia region does have a lot, even in the wintertime.
Are you saying I'm going to drive 7 hours to play horseshoes?
No, Horseshoe Resort, it's shaped like a horseshoe. The mountains are shaped like a horseshoe shape, and it's basically the nearest ski resort to Toronto.
Geez, I'd hate to see the horse.
Right. Or you might, if you're yelling too much as you go screaming down the hill, you will be hoarse, spelled in a different way, when you get to the bottom of the hill, yelling and screaming as you slide down on your
I went inner tubing. A couple of Christmases ago, I went with Mary. We went to a place out in Bedford here in the township. This is what I love Montreal so much for. You've got everything so nearby, why would you ever want to go anyplace else? And we went inner tubing down this little hill in Bedford, slid down the hill, and it was like she was on this silicone grease thing because she went past the flat area, you know, where you're supposed to stop, kept on going, eh? Down the little hill, right into a tree.
Well, all those Christmas memories and all that exercise that you're talking to me about is actually making me hungry, so...
Pizza Danini.
Pizza Danini, 383-6000, just that one number to remember for all 31 Greater Montreal locations. Great day to, you're out there shopping and out there rushing around, but... piping hot, oven fresh, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company can be at your door in 30 minutes or less, or drop by one of their 31 restaurants when you're out for a great lunch. Pizza Danini, 383-6000.
That's terrific, you know. And we got Sharon Delaney online. Hello, Sharon, and we hope that you'll enjoy the Christmas carol that we have for you on the way back. We know that you're a great singer, so we're going to ask you to sing a few bars for us. Chad, let's take a break. Chad?
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your dead.
CIQC, Montreal.
In a recent conversation with Noemi Scheinfeld, owner of the Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center, I asked her who could answer questions regarding medications and the various services offered.
Questions about medication or the different services that we have, the prescription counter is the best place to go. There's always a pharmacist on duty. Often I'm at the store. You can always ask for me, Noemi, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that you have about your medication, about medication in general, even over-the-counter medication. We always encourage everybody to check with us before they take any over-the-counter medication, see if it could possibly interact with their own medication or if there's some contraindications.
Tune in every second Wednesday from 2 to 3 right here on AM 600 for Pharmacists Online with pharmacist Noemi Scheinfeld from Jean Couture in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and Peter Tsonis from Jean Couture on Queen Mary Road. To reach Noemi in the store, call 489-9333.
Hi, this is Stephen Pickford. A year ago, I never thought I'd be using a computer. Today, I'm an internet junkie, and I love my computer, thanks to the good folks at Saturnus. I called 990-0802, and I was set to go. Call Saturnus at 990-0802. They've been in business for 25 years, and now I know why. Just one call to Saturnus at 990-0802, and I had my computer, printer, toner, and everything else I needed. Saturnus really knows their stuff, and they deliver. I didn't have to lift a finger. One call to 990-0802, and they brought everything, set it all up, and I was ready to go. And I know that when new things come out, I won't be left behind, because I can call 990-0802 anytime, and they'll upgrade me or trade me up. Now that's being computer smart. Having been in business for 25 years, you know that their 2-year guarantee on everything, even used computers, really means something. Just ask one of their many satisfied customers, like me. No matter what I need, toner, paper, disc, or software, I just call 990-0802 and it's there in no time. Call Saturnus today at 990-0802.
When you shop Murelagos, it's a feeling.
And it's great buys for your food budget, like red delicious apples, 37 cents a pound. PEI potatoes, 10 pounds for 49 cents. Fresh boneless chicken breast, $2.39 a pound. And assorted Lancia pasta, 99 cents for 900 grams.
The garden of the Mediterranean supermarket, Murelagos.
On Notre Dame and Chamonix, St. Johnson, Pierrefonds, Newman and LaSalle, and now at 1855 O'Brien in St. Laurent.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Of course, there's excellent choice on the menu at Casafina. A variety of superb Italian specialty dishes to delight the discerning palate. Still, the top favorites are shrimp Casafina with garlic, lemon, and butter sauce, and their veal parmigiana. Melt in your mouth delicious. This holiday season, treat yourself to dinner at Casafina, 7250 St. Jacques West, adjoining Auberge Belvedere. Reservations recommended, especially Christmas and New Year's Eve. So call 369-3790. Named by critics as one of Montreal's top 10 restaurants, Casafina.
Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC. Bursting at Christmas, that's such a pain to me, is finding a Christmas tree. The second thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me,
rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree. The third thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me,
hangovers, rigging up the lights
and finding a Christmas tree.
She's a witch, I hate her.
People.
Who's got the toilet paper?
Get a flashlight and no fuse!
And finding a Christmas tree. The 12th thing at Christmas, that's such a pain to me.
Singing Christmas carol, still TV special.
Batteries not included.
No parking. Charity.
Gotta make them dinner.
5 months of
dinner. I'm not sending them this year, that's it.
Shut up, you.
Fine, you're so smart, you ring up the lights.
The Bob Rivers Comedy Troupe, and welcome back to Travel World once again in our Christmas special just before the holidays. And we have on line with us Sharon Delaney, who's going to sing for us, aren't you, Sharon?
What are your favorite Christmas songs?
Oh, well, of course there are many.
Come on, do that Irish accent for us, Sharon. We loved it.
We can do a bit of it here now.
That's beautiful.
Right.
And we're going to ask you to sing us your favorite Christmas carol. You have one?
Actually, my favorite Christmas carol, and it sort of leads into why my Christmas memory is as special as it is Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Oh my, that's pretty nice.
And that's always been a family favorite.
So we're going to ask you to sing it for us. That's
Put you on the spot there.
But tell us about...
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. There we go, just one bar.
Well, that was beautiful, Sharon. That really, really
That'll
was.
Be part of our Christmas memories here on Travel World.
In Montreal, we sing, I'm dreaming of a green Christmas. Just jet me off to Florida. I want to get away from all this cold and all this snow. Don't
okay,
you know that ice
fine.
Belongs
Thank
in
much,
cups
Dad.
And arenas? Hey, listen, do you know that this friend of mine visited me when we went to the Montreal Forum to watch a hockey game, and he spent the entire game wondering how they got the big sheet of ice to a little door in the front.
Oh!
I mean...
They must have been from Florida.
This is a guy who we went to the Museum of Natural History, and he actually thought that the dinosaur was called the Lopidopodus or something like that. Like, who knew, right?
So what is your... When
Are
you look back at...
eggnog this morning?
Eggnog, yes, steel test, my favorite kind.
At that time of year to bring it all out, what is... When you look back over the years, what is your... most memorable Christmas experience?
Well, Stephen, actually, when I was a very small girl, I lived in Africa. I was born in Africa, actually, in Nairobi, Kenya, and then we moved to Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have television in Tanzania, and really no radio, so to speak of. Nothing, certainly, that you'd be listening to Christmas carols on. And my parents had all of Bing Crosby's records. And at Christmas time, of course, they would pull out the Christmas album, and I couldn't understand what he was talking about because we were below the equator. So at Christmas time, it was actually 95 degrees, 105% humidity, what it felt like. And we were, you know, dodging all of the rain showers. And so I couldn't understand what White Christmas meant, why Let It Snow was a big deal and the weather outside is frightful and Frosty the Snowman I certainly could not comprehend. And then Santa's sleigh, I thought, what was a sleigh and how in the world is it going to get anywhere because these reindeers are pulling it, and I didn't understand the whole concept of White Christmas.
With Santa's Range Rover.
Exactly. Like the safari.
It's 4x4.
And so we moved to New York when I was about 8 years old. And for the first time, of course, television and all of the media that plays up Christmas so well, all the commercialization.
Sure.
And on Christmas morning, my father woke me up at about 6 o'clock in the morning, and he said, you have to come out and see this.
Wow.
And I thought he was talking about the presents under the tree.
Mm.
We went out into the living room, and as would have, we had this picturesque window, one of those lovely big windows.
Ooh, that's beautiful.
And the sun had come up, and we looked out the window, and it had snowed while we were asleep. And it had not, that was the first snowfall of that year.
And it just happened that year to fall at a very opportune time, just
exactly.
At Christmas.
Did it look like, sometimes when it snows here, there's been an ice rain, there's one beautiful side effect here in Montreal. I know beautiful, I borrow that from Genevieve Bourne, mind you, but we... when we see it, the ice rain kind of envelops all the trees and stuff, and it kind of looks like a beautiful crystal palace. It's wonderful, and I'm not referring to any restaurant here.
It's really, for someone who has never experienced winter, and I know, of course, Canadians would not maybe appreciate it as well for a first-timer, but as for a small child to see the first snowfall, it is just magical. And all at once did all those songs make sense. And the presents under the tree all of a sudden weren't as important as going outside and experiencing White Christmas and getting to build Frosty the Snowman. And it really was so special, that first Christmas in the United States.
Did you make the littlest angel in the snow?
Yes, tiny little angels.
Oh, that was so nice. You know, there's still something, as much as Montrealers may complain about the snow and whatever, there is still something so charming right after snowfall. Or when we have one of those snowfalls here where the snowflakes look like nice big puffs of snow as they come down. It just that's one thing that's really magical here in Montreal.
But I think Christmas and snow, I mean, Christmas really isn't Christmas without snow. We have just a little bit here on the ground, and it's not as much as in some years, but, you know, Christmas without snow is really not Christmas.
It looks like a postcard when it has snowed. And now, of course, living in Africa, we had seen Christmas cards, and you know, I was wondering, what is all this white paint on these Christmas cards? What's this all about? And so it really has a special meaning, and so I actually love when it snows. Of course, in North Carolina, they don't know what to do with themselves when it snows.
Sharon, we have a caller on the line who'd like to speak with us, and Julie is online too. Julie, would you like to talk to us about your Christmas?
No.
Okay, no. So tell us a little bit about your memories, Julie. Hello?
I guess that's that. Somebody with no memories.
No memories of Christmas time. Well, Sharon?
What do you plan to do this Christmas? What do you plan to do this Christmas?
Actually, we're going to have a rather tame Christmas in North Carolina. We have some family coming in, and I'm actually not working, which is a blessing because, as you know, journalists work in and out of holidays. It doesn't really matter whether it's a holiday. We still have to put on the news every night. So I'm very fortunate to have Christmas off this year. So I think sitting in front of the fireplace, enjoying family and friendship and fellowship with all of our neighbors. And I think that's going to be just a really nice time for us.
Right. I think that's really what symbolizes the season, is really family and friends.
Yes.
Rather than, have you ever traveled to a particular destination at Christmas time or been away from family and friends other than when you were growing up?
Actually, since I've been working, because as you know, the show must go on, I've really not had the opportunity to go on any trips really for Christmas just as a kid, because my father happened to work for the airlines. We were fortunate to go all over the world. We spent Christmases in Hawaii and Greece and Ireland and various places. And so to be at home, actually, as an adult, is nice, to actually stay home and enjoy a Christmas. So I've also had to learn how to cook a Christmas dinner.
What are you going to have for this year's Christmas dinner? There's a pressing question.
The roast beast.
We're going to do a Louisiana fried turkey.
Louisiana fried turkey?
Yeah, Louisiana fried turkey. It's delicious.
You know something, Sharon? It was interesting. I thought you were going to mention something, that you went to New York without TV and radio, and the Grinch was actually new to you.
That's true, the Grinch.
The Grinch.
That's true. It
reminded me of one of my old teachers in elementary school.
But actually,
that's not true. Actually, Julie, what kind of funny traditions do you have in your family? I know in my family, my father is one of the funniest parts of the Christmas time, because he had a particular characteristic. I mean, most people we ever give presents to just rip the packaging right open and get to it. And my father would take the time. It would be annoying. You'd give him something pretty simple, especially the Open Me First ones, and he'd sit there and carefully remove the tape. I think you could put it back on the roll and use it again, and the paper looked pristine.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. When we lived in Africa, you couldn't buy Christmas paper or Scotch tape.
Oh, no.
So we reused the same piece of paper for years. So we were not allowed as children to rip open the gifts.
Oh, my.
Right, you had to open them very carefully and keep
them. We did. We had to take the scissors and carefully cut the tape away so that we would be able to reuse that same paper for the following year.
Well, we thought we'd force the issue with my father, and we used to tie string around the boxes and with like 7,000 knots. You know, I mean, really impossible.
Make it very difficult for him to...
Well, the joke was on us, because he'd sit there with this little teeny knife of his, and he'd just pick them away and all the little knots one by one by one by one.
And nobody could open another present until he got his open.
Oh, it was annoying, eh? After a while, though, when we finally got old enough to get out of the house, we finally said, you know, Dad, this will break your heart, but...
And just rip it all open.
Anyway, listen, we're going to have to take a break. Sharon, it's been lovely having you with us here on Travel World. We really enjoy hearing your reports.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being part of our team in 97. Want to wish you and your family all the best this holiday season and in 1998, and welcome you back in the new year here with us on Travel World.
Thank you, Stephen, and the same to all of your families also.
Absolutely.
Very special Christmas.
We'll have a special Pizza Danini Christmas.
We're going to give them a call now at 383-6000 and have a piping hot oven fresh pizza delivered to us within 30 minutes or less. Fresh from the oven, can't beat it. Montreal style pizza from a Montreal company. Real great pizza and a whole lot more. Pizza Danini, 383-6000.
Take it away, Chad.
You guys are bad.
Montreal. For the holiday season, Beau Imatinot offers you a vast selection of gift ideas. Come and take a look. You'll be dazzled by our choice and good prices. For instance, you'll find a GE built-in dishwasher at only $4.99. A hot point washer also $4.99. Buy now and pay only in November 1998. And don't forget, when you shop at Beau Imatinot, the delivery is free up to 200 kilometers. Yes, for the holiday season, it's Beau Imatinot, where quality always meets low prices. Happy holidays to everyone.
Start your vacation a day earlier at the Best Western Hotel International, Dorval. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep. Then leave your car for the duration of your trip, up to 4 weeks, in the Best Western Dorval secure and locked parking lot. Hop aboard the Best Western's free 24-hour-a-day airport shuttle. It's only 1 kilometer to Dorval Airport. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool and gain an extra hour's sleep without worrying about early morning weather.
Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking package is for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. When heading off from Dorval this winter, your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International, Côte de l'Est at Dorval Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Holiday Traditions, brought to you by Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. For your holiday greenery, trees, plants, flowers, and arrangements, call 684-4838, Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop.
Did you know that George Washington revolutionized Thanksgiving? More in a moment.
Make it a blooming, beautiful holiday season. Make Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop your source of a super Christmas tree, real or artificial. Beautiful holiday plants, including poinsettias, bouquets, and floral arrangements with fresh or dried flowers for gifts or festive celebrations. In fact, you can help create your own arrangement with the floral designer on staff. Call 684-4838 or head for 11409 Gwen, just east of Sources. Pierrefonds Nursery's Florist Shop, 684-4838.
Early Thanksgivings, as handed down by the Pilgrims, were mostly individual religious observances. That was until 1789. George Washington believed there should be a national acknowledgement of the favors that had been bestowed upon his new country, namely for winning the Revolutionary War. A national Thanksgiving observance was declared and became a holiday tradition.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagary Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call the corporate travel specialist at Zagary Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can save your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagary. 626-3132.
When a storm strikes, tune in to the Hemsley's Storm Watch for updates on conditions and cancellations. And head to the Hemsley's Corner, St. Catherine and University. Check out the largest collection of Raymond Vial watches, including Parsifal and Tango. Hemsley, celebrating its 127th Christmas with you.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600. Canada's first station, CIQC.
CIQC, the restroom doors said gentlemen, so I just walked inside. I took two steps and realized I've been taken for a ride. I heard high voices, turned and found the place was occupied by two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse. What could be worse than two nuns, three old ladies, and a nurse? The restroom door said, gentlemen, and I would like to find the crummy little creep who had the nerve to switch the sign. 'Cause I've got two black eyes and one high heel up my behind. Now I can't sit with comfort and joy. Boy, oh boy, no, I'll never sit with comfort and joy.
Ah, yes, the soothing sounds of the Bob Rivers Comedy Troupe and the Restroom Door Said Gentlemen. Whoever said we played it straight here at Travel World?
No, it's a Christmas special here on Travel World. A nice afternoon here in Montreal, getting ready for the holidays with many of our correspondents.
Yeah, here we got Vic Phillips online. Vic, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, nice talking to you fellas again. It's great weather here in Toronto. No snow. It doesn't really feel like Christmas here yet.
No, you really need that snow to get that Christmas feeling out there, as we were saying with Sharon Delaney just before the break.
Yep. But, you know, Stephen, I've been busy. One of the things I want to mention that I've been involved in for the last couple of weeks and heading into Christmas, I'm a Shriner, as you probably know, and Montreal is the site of our only Shriners Hospital in Canada. located on Cedar Avenue. And all the Shriners in Toronto are busy transporting children back and forth to our hospitals in Erie, Pennsylvania, which is near Toronto, and to Montreal to the Shriners Hospital. And we've been busy entertaining children at the hospitals. And this is a real busy time for us. Incidentally, if anyone ever wants to visit the Montreal Hospital, all they have to do is call this number, 842. That's a Montreal number, 842-4464. And they'll get a chance to visit one of the greatest hospitals in Canada.
Right, and of course at this time of year, being in the hospital is no fun at any time of the year, but at Christmas time, especially for a young child, Christmas in the hospital is a very painful experience.
Right, and you know, I am a member of what they call the world's greatest philanthropy, and I've been busy doing entertaining children. And one of the things I'd like to tell you, Stephen, recently I visited a hospital, and some of the children were terminally ill. It's a very sad time of year for their parents, and these children just don't smile. They're in pain. They're under severe medical treatment. Not necessarily at our Shriners Hospital. I'm talking of another hospital in Toronto that I visited recently. And as you know, I do a sub magic, sleight of hand magic. And I walked into one room, and this little boy, 5 years old, was in pain, and he hadn't smiled for a few weeks. And, of course, he wants to believe in Santa Claus, and just like everybody else, he knows Christmas is coming up. So I sat beside his bed, and his parents were feeling kind of low. And I did a couple of magic tricks. You know, we pulled some sponge balls out of his ear, that kind of thing, and made a little miniature Santa Claus appear out of nowhere. And for the first time, the child smiled. And to me, that's what Christmas is all about. The parents later outside the room broke down and cried, and they said, you know, it's the first time we've seen our child smile in a couple of months. And that's the type of thing I've been doing lately for the last couple of years, and that's what Shriners are doing all across Canada today.
Right, because it's that time of the year, and Christmas is for children.
Yep, and you should be very proud in Montreal to have that hospital. You know, getting away from the Shriners for a second, for about 20 years I was a crime reporter, as you probably know, here in Toronto with a television station. And I spent every Christmas day working so that I could let other people who wanted to, other workers who wanted to spend time at home with their families do so. So every year I would do a story on the homeless people in Toronto and how they spent Christmas. I'd visit every shelter in the city, and I'd interview the workers and the people who had very little going in their lives. And I remember, this would be about 7 or 8 years ago, this really stands out, interviewing one man in a shelter who had lost everything, and he was feeling sad. And golly, I don't mean to tell only sad stories, but Christmas isn't always a cheerful time of year for a lot of people. And this gentleman was really feeling down, and I remember talking to him, and he was telling me how he had turned to alcohol because he'd lost his wife and three children in a house fire in Winnipeg, and he drifted to Toronto, ended up in Skid Row as an alcoholic. And I was there with my television crew interviewing him in the shelter. And it turned out that at one point he'd been a highly successful doctor in Winnipeg, but alcohol had taken it all away because he was drowning his sorrows in alcohol because of the loss of his family. And he used that to make him forget. And so I decided since then to do as much as I can. That's how I got involved with the Shriners, helping people everywhere.
Right, because at this time of year, we tend to forget in all the rush of commercialism to run out to the malls and buy gifts for everybody and his brother of the people who are less fortunate. I know there's a number of efforts going on here at AM 600 with regards to Sun Youth and the Old Brewery Mission to help people here in Montreal that are less fortunate at this time of year to get through the holidays.
I know, and I was talking to some of my colleagues just this morning, and they're about to take some children back and forth to the hospitals and their parents, and they're on their way to Montreal. And again, if I can give it another plug, that Shriners Hospital for Children in Montreal is one highly great hospital. It was founded in 1925, and it's been going steady. It's a very busy, busy organization there. It's a 40-bed hospital, and great people. And if you ever get a chance, you people in Montreal are so lucky to have it. It's the only city in Canada that has a hospital like this.
Right, it's a world-class facility, and we're honored to have it here in Montreal.
Yep. So other than that, how's Willem doing this Christmas?
Willem is doing just fine. I'm actually going to be headed to the Hamilton area following the Christmas celebrations.
Well, it's an exciting time of year. Willem, do you still believe in Santa?
I don't know, Vic. That depends on whether you're bringing me anything this year. You
well,
still
Santa...
riding around that sleigh?
Yeah, oh yeah. Santa's such a big part of our lives. I almost believe in him when I see the kids. I know this on Christmas Day. I'm going to one of our hospitals here and spending time with kids doing magic tricks with about four or five other magicians. And that's what Christmas is really about.
You ever show them that trick, Vic, where you make yourself disappear?
Yeah, I do that, Willem. I just say the magic word and I'm gone. I guess you could make me disappear just by hanging up the phone.
Yeah, the power of radio and telecommunications. But no, I can't say enough to reiterate that Christmas is a time for children, and I think you put it right, Vic, by saying to look into children's eyes and see them sparkle and see their wide-eyed enthusiasm and their innocence and their belief. That sort of symbolizes the Christmas season.
Right, and again, because the Shriners are I'm very, very active in it, and that's a very big part of my life at Christmas. And I know I'll be popping off to Montreal in the next little while, appearing on CIQC with you and Willem, and then I'll be visiting that hospital there and seeing how our children are going, and I'll be bringing them some Easter presents.
Right,
that's a great philanthropy, Vic, and it was. Very kind of you, actually, to perform those magic tricks. We know that you are actually a magician, part of the guild.
Yeah, I just did a show last weekend for our police department up here. Their children, their union, or their police association, for some 300 children for the York Regional Police. This is in the Markham, Newmarket area. And that was a lot of fun. And I did a stage show, a magic show, for a single parent organization in Richmond Hill. And had a great time doing it there. That was kind of sad. These are single fathers and single mothers. Many have lost their loved ones through illness, and now they're single parents. But all the children were there, and they had a great, great time.
That must be enormously satisfying, Vic. We know that this is not just a Christmas time thing for you, but it's an ongoing philanthropy, being part of the Shriners for you.
Oh, yeah. It's a big part of my life, and I'm glad that CIQC is giving us the chance to talk about all the Shriners and their great work across Canada.
Absolutely.
Well, I want to wish you and Irene and the pets in your household,
Torin.
And everyone, Torin and Bailey, the newest addition, and Max, everyone there, a very Merry Christmas, all the best in the new year. I look forward to seeing you when I'm up in Toronto at my aunt's house during the holidays.
Okay, nice talking to you, fellas. Thanks.
Have a great holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. And with that, Stephen, it's time to talk about Pizza Donini and the great pizza that you can get.
Great pizza, 30 minutes or less, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door, just by calling one easy-to-remember number, 383-6000. 31 restaurants in the greater Montreal area. It's Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. But it's not just pizza. It's submarines and great things, Italian dishes, lasagna, and all those sort of things.
You can get chicken there, too.
Chicken, and, I mean, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. I think I'm going to call 383-6000 right now and give them a call while we take a short break. 383-6000.
You guys are bad.
Center in Montreal.
We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here. You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear. You're beating your face. You're taking up space. We wish you weren't living with us. We're not happy you're here. Correct us if we're mistaken, but those are long-distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us? We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. We wish you weren't living with us. Get out of town.
Now! Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Elizabeth Hager won't wait for Boxing Day, and neither should you. Today, every designer gown, cocktail, and daytime dress, half price. Elizabeth Hager's entire sportswear collection, half price. Every pant and skirt, every blouse and blazer, every sweater, they're all half price. As well, all down and thermal-off coats and jackets from only $139. At Elizabeth Hager, Queen Mary at the Carey, and Cavendish Mall. For yourself or for special gifts, don't miss Elizabeth Hager's half price sale.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Tis the season to be jolly, and what would you like for Christmas? A new car, a new house, a new computer. Why not a souvlaki? No, 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 not for Christmas, but while you're out there shopping, and the good folks at Kojak's are ready for you. When you're out shopping this holiday season at most major malls or on St. Catherine near Crescent, drop by Kojak's when hunger strikes. Always fresh, always delicious, always tasty. Kojak's with many locations, most major malls, St. Catherine right near Crescent. Kojak's for Christmas.
Hi, this is Amanda Ober from News Channel 2 in Orlando. Stay tuned for my exclusive reports from Florida here on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
Second chances. We're back for the fourth time this hour on Travel World. So
having a great Christmas show with many of our correspondents, memories and experiences and what we're doing at Christmas time.
This is our fourth segment. This is our final show of the year. It's I think we're, what, on season three now here at Travel World?
Right, on the third contract, coming up to the fourth contract.
Absolutely.
In January.
We're looking forward to our January shows, and we're celebrating the festive time. I don't know whether we should celebrate Festivus or not, but...
No.
Put up the aluminum pole and all that?
No.
But we have various correspondents over the years, over the shows, who have been telling us all about their Christmas specials. We had Sharon Delaney and her White Christmas, Vic Phillips, and we had the Shriners, and that's great work, I must say.
Yeah, and now we have Tanya Ray.
We have Tanya Ray, the singer. Tanya, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Getting ready for the holidays.
Yes. You sound excited.
Oh, yeah. Christmas is one of my favorite times of the year because... It's, well, this is my first, like, White Christmas, because I moved from California.
From Alabama.
Huh?
No.
Oh, yeah, to Alabama. No, I'm in Tennessee. No, I'm kidding.
Tennessee. Well, it doesn't snow much down there, so, I mean, when they come north and stuff like that, they get to see the beautiful snowflakes and that kind of thing. So, just like Bing Crosby, I remember seeing the movie White Christmas, and they came up to Vermont, and it wouldn't snow for them, so.
Yeah, so this is, like, really cool. Actually, it's snowing right now, so it's really beautiful. But
oh, that's nice.
I just love all the lights. I just love everything about Christmas. There's a feeling, you know, a whole spirit about it that's just so special.
You strike me as someone who would enjoy spending Christmas in a place like Yosemite Park or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because it's so beautiful up there. It really is gorgeous. I don't know if you guys have ever been to Yosemite, but it's fabulous.
Oh, I've seen some of the scenes there. Gorgeous. Listen, the other thing I wanted to ask you about, do you say you had another album coming out?
Yep, it should be released April 2nd. I'm getting really excited.
You're sending us a copy, I hope.
Oh, sure.
Oh, we like that last one, too.
Right, and we play it on the air, and we
really
get...
A Whole Lot of Trouble. That was one of our favorites.
That was one of them became a...
Is that indicative of who you are?
That would be us. I think you judged it right just by talking to us on the phone. You
Whole
judged
Lot of
it right.
Trouble for a little bit of airtime, I guess.
Yeah, paraphrase the words.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you could write a song about us.
Oh, sure.
You know, that'd be something. Do you actually play the guitar or do you sing?
Oh, I play many instruments and I sing. But I don't play, I am not what I would consider a studio musician.
Okay.
So I don't go in and I'll play in my concerts, but mm-hmm. I will not play in the studio because, man, those people have got it down.
You bet.
They got it going on.
So what's, do you have a favorite Christmas carol, something you can sing for us? Because we really love your singing voice. We'd like to hear it.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Oh,
we're
sure.
So sweet?
You're so sweet. Sure I do.
I thought you said we were so sheep. I mean, the name of that bad, Harry.
Oh, no, you're going to bother me?
Like the previous caller, so cheap.
Oh, so cheap.
You guys are full of vim and vigor again. I just love it.
Well, we're full of something. We don't know what, but...
Here, I'll sing you one of my favorites. Just hold on. I'll sing you... It's just a beautiful song that I had heard many years ago that just says it for me. So anyway, let's see. She leaned with her head in the window, watching the evergreen snow, remembering Christmas the way it had been so many seasons ago, when the children would reach for their stockings and open the presents they found. The lights on the tree would shine bright in their eyes, reflecting the love all around. But this year there's no one to open the gifts, no reason for trimming the tree. And just as a tear made its way to the floor, she heard voices outside start to sing.
That's incredible.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing, then it just goes
did
on
you
and
write
talks
that,
about Merry Christmas. What?
Did you write that yourself?
No, I didn't write that one. I heard it when I was a little kid, actually.
Wow.
It's by an artist called Sandy Patty.
Okay.
And so that becomes one of your Christmas memories. What would be another one of your Christmas memories, or what do you plan to do this Christmas to make it a memorable Christmas?
Oh, this Christmas is actually very interesting. It's going to be very, because this will be my first year as a newlywed, and...
Oh, you got married? You didn't tell us?
Yeah, I got married about 6 months ago.
Oh, shame on you. You didn't tell us?
Sorry.
We would have asked you all about it. We would have wanted details, that kind of thing. Photos, you know.
Oh, well, we did not have a normal wedding. I mean, we had a huge wedding.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
We had lots of fun. But anyway, so, and he has a little daughter who's 5 years old. So, you know, I've been, watching all the Christmas movies. You know, before I used to have to secretly watch them in the closet, you know, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you know, and stuff like that. Because
now we sing Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer. Always kissing Santa's.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
you know, you're supposedly an adult now, and you're not supposed to be watching things like that, you know. So now, of course, I can watch them openly with her.
You've come out of the closet now, eh, watching Rudolph?
That's right.
Run, Rudolph?
That's right.
So listen, when did you get married? This is all news to us. We'd like to know all the details. Come on.
Oh, when did I get married? Well, I got married about six months ago. And
do you remember the date?
Huh?
Do you remember the date?
Well, sure I do.
Well, tell us the date.
April 29th, so it has to be a little bit longer than that.
A little bit longer than 6 months ago, yeah.
Well, yeah, okay, so, yeah, I got married, and...
So you've been married as long as Travel World's been on the air.
Yeah, April 26th or April 29th? You say
so
April 29th,
so
April 26th.
We can, celebrate our anniversaries together?
Yeah, April 26th was our first show, so, I mean, hey, we have something in common.
Yeah, that's right, our
holy
equal and notorious holidays.
Oh, how fun.
We call it the festive. Oh, my God, look what John did to his hair.
What did he do?
No. Well, John is the controller for the next hour, and this man, he bleached his hair. I think he wanted to take a tip off of us when we went down to Salisbury Beach or something like that. They wanted me to be a beach bum, so I bleached my hair, and I didn't hear the end of it, but now that it's been cut off, so...
So you'll have a Christmas this year with new members of the family, and I think that makes it sort of a memorable experience all on its own.
Certainly does.
What do you plan to have for Christmas dinner?
Mm.
Well, we're going to have turkey. That's my favorite thing. And I actually like to make turkey sandwiches. My family has always thought I was insane. So what I do is I just, you know, everybody else can have their hot turkey with gravy, but I want that turkey sandwich with lettuce.
Oh, yeah? We don't have our chicken sandwich with the peas and the french fry?
Ooh!
Ew! Culture shock, huh?
No, you don't do that, do you?
Oh, that's big.
We
big
don't
thing.
Have the hot chicken, but we have the hot chicken at other times.
Yeah, you get hot chicken sandwich, hot turkey sandwich, big things here in Montreal.
No, well, that's
it.
But not at Christmas time.
No.
I mean, I like peas separately, but peas with ew.
Ew. We're gonna have to bring you to a La Belle Province and indoctrinate you to poutine and Michigans and stuff.
Somebody will probably have that.
Wait, I've heard of poutine before. What is that?
French fries, gravy, and cheese, but be careful to pronounce it exactly right, because if you mispronounce this word, you will not be talking about French fries, gravy, or cheese. So.
It would be saying something that you do not want to know, and we cannot describe.
I think
on
it's
the air.
One of the 700 words you're not allowed to say on the air, so we'll get that kindly.
Oh, that's funny.
I can't get over John's hair. That's something. Well, actually, speaking of that kind of thing, Chad's hand is also much better. Chad, show us the hand. Hey, it's looking much better. Chad, our intrepid controller, tried to stop a conveyor belt with his hand. Got it caught and screamed blue murder, and then he found out what the red button was for. But it's doing very well
now. So he's going to have a good Christmas as well, a safe and happy Christmas. And
I got a news report here that Edie Smith and Smucker's, these are two companies making confections, and, you know, that's always part of our Christmas thing. I heard that they tried to pilot a project where they were selling this over the mail. They were going to call it paper jam, but it didn't take off.
Yeah, it didn't take off. It was like the people thought they were getting something with a fax machine. But.
Oh, dear.
Tanya Ray, all the best at Christmas time, and looking forward to having you back with us in the new year.
Yes, and thank you very much, and I hope everybody out there and you guys have just a wonderful, wonderful Christmas.
Absolutely, Tanya. Nice having you on.
Nice having you on, and we'll be back on the 10th of January is our next show. With many great guests coming up, Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News, cruising on the Amazon River, and Paula Newton from CTV Ottawa, and legendary Bill Luxton. A great year coming ahead in 98, and wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, all the best in the new year.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays to everyone.
Thank you for
listening to Travel World. We are looking forward to seeing you in 98. Chad, hope you have great holidays. John, you too.